8:16, Brad Hunter.
What's up? What's up? Hey, are you you still drinking Mountain Dew even though you're working from home?
Yeah, I already went through one, and I'm probably going to have another one here in just a little
bit. Would you make a cup of coffee like a person, for God's sakes?
No. Sorry, I was reading an email. No, I'm not going to do it. I got my tall, cool Mountain Dew, and I might have that. You know what's great, too, is the spare room where I'm set up, where I have my little makeshift studio, is also where I have my little exercise bike. So I've been getting my pedals in between stuff. So
it's not a Peloton, is it?
No, of course not. No, it's an $89 version from Walmart.
There you go. And it's got a fan on the front, probably, so you could fan people up. You know what? Those are way better than any Peloton could ever be.
God, you hate
even though I've never
Peloton
been on
so
a Peloton.
Much. You hate Peloton so much.
I hate them.
For a guy that rides a bike, to be fair, your bike is an electric bike.
Yes.
So you don't really pedal all that much.
Yeah, you pedal. It just helps you.
I've seen you ride that thing. I've never seen you pedal once.
Come on. It's got a throttle and it's got pedal assist. You know what? Any pedal, you can sit in your window and pedal all year long if you want to. I'll be flying by on my electric bike with a big smile on my face.
Worse shape since you got the bike.
That's
more
fine.
People get in better shape.
You know what? That's fine. What are you doing in your house getting in shape? What are you trying to impress?
Trying
I'm out in the public.
Sexy.
You know, I'm going to blow up on that electric bike. That's fine. But at least I'm out in public, not in public now. You know, I'm on my bike, and I can't really be by anybody, I guess. But
look at that fatty on that bike.
Yeah, that's fine.
I like the bike.
I'm just going to balloon up. You know, that's fine with me. I'm having the time of my life, though, Brock.
Well, good, buddy. I'm glad. I'm glad
that
you're
having the fattest smile on my face, that's for sure.
And your big, fat, jolly neck.
Like Jabba. A happy Jabba.
I like to fight.
Breathing hard.
All right, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
Sup, Katie? You ride your bike over there and see them because they are doing curbside service right now, too. They're still serving you Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Give them a call. They're going to make sure that you're taken care of at Smith Indoor Garden.
You know, maybe I should start doing deliveries on my bike, you know? No problem.
You know, as I'm sure there's a lot of paper boys out there, if that's still a thing, that would kill to
this
have an
envious.
Electric bike.
Just envious. Maybe I should start doing that. Everybody still needs, you know, magazines and papers and whatnot. Yeah. Maybe I'll just get a basket and start tossing like the old school way, you know, throwing them up on roofs. And
I mean, I still get
running
nudie
from
magazines.
Dogs.
So, yeah, you could deliver my nudie magazines on your electric bike.
There you go.
I'll just hear you whizzing up the street. I just hear this. That'll make, nudie magazine day.
Nudie magazine day. What was it, over 80 or something?
Yeah.
Women like over 80?
It was like drunk sluts, too, I think was one of them.
God.
Fantastic. Anyway, this is very fitting, I think, for the time and age we're living in. A lot of people are eating at home. A lot of people are eating microwaved meals, obviously, getting stuff out of the freezer that they haven't had in a while. And one of the greatest inventions in all of mankind is the Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
Caliente Pocket. Jim Gaffigan, classic bit. Well, Hot Pockets is about to roll out a new line of breakfast sandwiches that use pancakes as the crust.
Oh.
Inside the pancake, you'll find bacon, egg, and cheese. So basically, it's like a breakfast burrito surrounded by pancake.
It's still going to be terrible.
There's
something about those. It's so much better getting it from, I don't know, a location. You know, when it's like way better when somebody else makes it for some reason.
Like a gas station?
Yeah. Or just like, you know, your classic, you know, Mickey D's sandwich or whatever you're getting them
from.
You're
saying,
you know,
you're in general, yeah.
Right. You know, you get like the home version, you know, like the Bob Evans home. You know, it's never as good as it is at Bob Evans. It's just different.
No. I think that we won't truly appreciate Hot Pockets until there's a way to cook them properly. Here's the problem with Hot Pockets.
That sleeve does not work.
No, it doesn't. And I even remember when they came out with the sleeve, like, oh, it's great. Great. You cook your Hot Pockets perfectly every time.
Greatest thing since sliced bread.
But here's the problem is the outsides are lava hot. All right. They will. You burn your lip. I've gotten third degree burns on my lips because you never let them cool down.
You see, it's a guaranteed burn because you got to get the Hot Pocket out of the sleeve. And it's 1,000 degrees, and the sleeve always just sticks to the Hot Pocket.
It always,
you know, it never slides off like it slides on.
And then the inside is still frozen, still cold.
Yeah.
So you have just this plethora, this smorgasbord of temperatures and flavors, and you don't know how to handle it. If you could perfectly cook a Hot Pocket, we'd probably be saying something different. They'd be making billions.
I got a few Hot Pockets in my freezer. You want them?
No, I don't.
Yeah, me neither.
I do not want them. I tell you what, let's just keep them frozen, and we'll use them as hockey pucks as we play street hockey on our rollerblades, because that's the only thing a Hot Pocket is good for at this point.
Yeah, the Hot Pockets, man.
That's it. The only time I really just pounded Hot Pockets was college.
Because
it was just easy
no other choice. It's because you're out of ramen noodle and pizza.
Exactly. Oh, who ate all the ramen? Now I got to eat this Hot Pocket. God, this sucks. This sucks, man.
All right, I got some Hot Pockets. They're up in the freezer next to the bananas.
You'll have to. What are we having? Hot Pockets or frozen bananas? Those bananas aren't for eating, buddy.
I'll take a banana.
That's your WTF. We'll be back.